You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Beginning with Moses and the prophets, the Bible says, he went back to the Old Testament and started all the way back to Genesis in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3:15, all the way back to the beginning of the book, the Bible says, God speaking, I will put enmity between you and the woman. Between your seed, he's speaking to the devil here. I will put enmity between you and the woman, that's Eve. Between your seed and her seed. He will bruise your head. You will bruise his heel. That's the very first prophecy found in the Bible. God saying the time is going to come, devil, where someone's going to come and he's going to put the hurt on you. One translation says he's going to crush your head and you were going to bruise his heel. Crucifixion was just that, bruised his heel, but he didn't triumph over him. But very important to see here is Jesus uses Bible prophecy to prove who he is, just like you are to do the same thing, church. If someone tonight at the dinner table over a slice of spiral ham asks you what you did today and you say to them, I went to church, and they say, how can you know that Jesus is who he said that he is? You do what he did when that happens to you. This is why he did this as an example for you. Beginning at Moses and the prophets, he showed them all the things in the Bible concerning him. All right, so where else did Jesus take these guys? So many places. Numbers 21:9. Moses made a bronze serpent, put it on a pole. So it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Now, John 3:15. The Lord Jesus brings that to their recollection. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, meaning the cross, that whoever believes in him would not perish. That Old Testament is a prophecy of Jesus coming. Then Jesus took him to the book of Psalms. Psalm 2, verse 7. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son, and today I have begotten you. Or this, Psalm 16:10. You will not leave my soul in hell, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. I mean, do you see what kind of effect on Resurrection Day this would have had? To show something written 1,000 years earlier. And Jesus is with them on the road, and he opens up his Bible to Psalm 16 and says, this is how you'll know it's the Messiah. When he dies, his body is not going to rot. That's how you'll know. I mean, how many people do we know that that's happened to? Only one. Because he is victorious over the grave. The grave couldn't hold him. God raised him up and called him up out of the grave. But these are the kind of things that Jesus did. He used the Bible to prove who he is. He didn't have to do that. He could have called fire down out of heaven, right? He could have said, drop dead. He could have said, peace be still. But he opened up his Bible to do it. beginning with Moses and the prophet, where he didn't need to carry a Bible because he is the Word of God. He wrote it. He is the Word. We're the poor saps that need a Bible to remember it. Or let me speak for myself. How about this one? Psalm 22, verse 16. Listen to this. Now keep in mind, friends, this was written in 1000 B.C. Listen to this. David writing. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all of my bones. They look and they stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing, they cast lots. Now remember, church, this happened to Jesus on Friday. Here it is Sunday. We're not even looking at it 1,000 years later. This happened on Friday. How fresh in their memory. Imagine the impact this must have had when he read to them Psalm 22. This is how you'll know. This is how you'll know the Messiah. They're going to pierce his hands and his feet. They're going to gamble for his clothes. And they're going to mock him at the cross. And the person, whoever he is going to cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? That was on Friday, 72 hours later, not 1,000 years. But this is the kind of stuff, this must have blown their mind when he did this. Sunday morning, Psalm 69:20 declares this prophetically. Reproach has broken my heart. I'm full of heaviness. I looked for someone to take pity, but there was none. I looked for comforters, but found none. They gave me gall for my food, and for my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. That's 1,000 years B.C., church. You don't even know what you're eating for dinner tomorrow. I don't remember what I ate for dinner on Thursday. That's what I put on my Facebook the other day. You know, it's funny. I can remember the combination lock from when I was in high school, 1981. But I don't remember what I ate for dinner Tuesday. So leave it to my wife to go in there. You had turkey and dressing and salad and you ruined that now. She remembers. Psalm 110, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Then Jesus took him to the prophets. Isaiah 7:14, the Lord will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will conceive and bring forth a son. This is where Jesus took them. Took them to Isaiah. Look, this is how you'll know the Messiah when he's here. He didn't call down fire. He went to the Word. And says, this is how you'll know it's him. When you find a virgin in this town, that's given birth, then you'll know. How many have done that? Only one. He didn't say and call these things down. He used the Word to do it. I've learned this week, I'll cut to the chase and say why Jesus did this. The same reason he was baptized. The same reason he washed the feet of the disciples. It's the same reason he used the Word. It's the same reason he quoted the Word to the devil when he was in a fight with him. All he had to say to him was drop dead. But Jesus opened up his Bible and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. For it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. He used the Word for an example for you and I and how we are to do it. When someone asks you about someone today, someone over dinner tonight, they ask you what you do today. You said you went to church today. You celebrated the resurrection. For this morning at 6 in the morning in the pitch dark, there was 500 people crossing over A1A singing hallelujah. And the cops looked kind of funny. It's like some of them, I guess, didn't understand. What was the joy that was in these people? Why are 1,000 people crossing the street in the dark? Why? Then, also in Isaiah, he showed them chapter 9. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is... I know, this is a Christmas text. The government will be on his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, we read that as Jesus read all these scriptures to them. It says that their hearts were burning inside of them as the Holy Spirit stirred them up. And let me say, the Holy Spirit will do the same thing for you today. When you come in contact people and with people, and people ask you a reason for the hope that is in you, the Holy Spirit will do the same thing with you when you follow your Savior and do what he did. How many people here know someone that calls himself an agnostic? All right, we got three. How about everyone in here? I mean, you lock yourself in a room with an agnostic, with just you and them in Psalm 22. I encourage you, do that. Read Psalm 22 first. Read all those prophecies we just looked at, and you won't be an agnostic. You'll either be an unbeliever, or you'll be crossing the street next year in the dark, singing hallelujah. When you realize all that Jesus has done for you by dying for you and taking your place on that cross. The Bible says he made him who knew no sin to be sin for you. The Lord Jesus never sinned, but he took your sin upon himself and died in your place. This is why people cross the street in the dark here at 6 in the morning shouting hallelujah. Because death had no hold over our Savior. Okay, here's my favorite, Micah the prophet, chapter 5. But you, Bethlehem. Now, imagine the faces of these guys when Jesus read this to them. You, Bethlehem, though you are little among all the thousands of Judah, out of you will come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, even from everlasting. Here's the promise. You'll know the Messiah when he comes out of Bethlehem, and he has no beginning. How many people have fit that bill? Just one. Just one. Now, maybe you say, well, the Christians wrote that in later, after that. Well, those scriptures are found in the Dead Sea Scrolls. They're 100 years before Christ. They're in the Greek Old Testament, 250 years before Jesus Christ. Hear me, church. What I just read to you, they're in the Greek Old Testament. It's 250 BC. They've been in the Library of Alexandria, Egypt, since 250 years before anyone ever heard of the name of Jesus, were these scripture verses that said, out of Bethlehem is going to come forth the ruler that has no beginning. That said, they're going to crucify this man.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
and your radios are tuned in to W272.